So, Janet Satrier, and welcome to KPBX.
Thank
as
you.
Always, organist who grew up here, and I think we've heard your origin story before. But what was the moment when you, as a little kid, first played an organ?
Well, let's see. Actually, my mom and dad took me to California. Took my brother and me to California to stay with our aunt and uncle while they went on to other meetings. And my aunt had a little electronic organ, and I played it every single day for about 10 days and decided I loved the organ. And then we went to Manitou Presbyterian Church, and they had a big pipe organ there, and Barbara Rockwood was the organist. And so I would sit right behind her and watch her play, and I was hooked.
And then was she your first organ teacher?
She was my first teacher, yes.
Also, uh-huh. So that engagement with the organ. And then the organists seem to love to get together, maybe just because they don't see each other professionally, so they get together and form something called the American Guild of Organists, which is kind of your league. There's really a lot of breadth to what the American Guild of Organists
right.
is, isn't there?
They formed in New York State over 100 years ago, and their goal was to promote good church music, and the organists and choir directors. Mm-hmm. And now we have 15,000 members nationwide and some chapters abroad as well. And the goal is still to promote good church music and mm-hmm. to be a support to each other and to be a support to the community
mm-hmm.
in music.
And also to keep that instrument very much alive.
Yes.
Which is an issue, too, in changing times.
Right. And so that's why our own chapter has started what we call the Organ Academy. And we did it last year for the first year, and we had 8 students. 3 of them kept on playing after the short lesson period was over. And those 3 are on this concert coming up. We're doing it again this year. We have 11 students enrolled in the academy this year, and that includes 7 of them from North Idaho.
Nice.
And so we have concurrent practice sessions on Saturdays in North Idaho and here in Spokane. So they all get together and practice.
So it's a really active group that's really,
yes.
really accomplishing what you want to do, including these concerts. You do a concert, what, about every 2 months or something like that?
It's not quite that frequent, but one in the fall and one in the spring we try to do. But then we have this spring concert that we're doing, and we are partnering with Crescendo Community Chorus that Sharon mm-hmm. Rodkey Smith directs mm-hmm. on this concert. But then we will have another concert just with the Organ Academy kids this year. In May, then we will sponsor an organ recital by the adjudicator that comes for Music Fest. Mm. So if we're not doing it ourselves, we're making it happen.
Nice. So it's a real array of things. And that also is the thing, to bring in out-of-town organists and keep that thing alive, too. And then within your concerts, I know that on some of your previous concerts, you have various people join on other instruments and things like that, so it's not just organ. Matter of fact, the fall concert was a real, real array of sounds, wasn't it?
Right. And so then people said to us, well, we thought we'd hear more organ. So we decided this one, there would be more organ, but there is this Frescobaldi toccata that Floyd Chosky is playing, and his wife Kathleen will join him on the cello mm-hmm. with that. And then, of course, we have a choir singing with this concert, too.
So. Sure, and so that adds into it. And then who's the organist on the choir? Are you playing organ for the...
No, Ed Hurd is going to do that.
Okay.
He's the organist at Central Lutheran.
Oh, okay. And this concert, by the way, which is at Central Lutheran Church. And the Mass for the Children is, have you been able to hear a rehearsal of it or hear anything about it?
No, I have not. Yeah. I've gotten emails saying that, it's going beautifully and it's just wonderful. But I have not been there.
Well, let's hear a little bit of the John Rutter Mass for the Children. We'll hear, the movements are all about the same length. Let's hear the Gloria from Rutter's Mass.
Thank you.
Music of John Rutter. We were hearing the second movement, the Gloria movement, from the Mass of the Children, with the Cambridge Singers, the Cantata Youth Choir, and City of London Sinfonia doing that. And it is the Sanctus and Benedictus, the third movement, and the fourth movement, the Agnus Dei, that will be done on this concert this Sunday with the Crescendo Concert Choir. Of this music of John Rutter, spending time with Janet Satre, Erend. And Janet, you say you've encountered John Rutter. He's such a force. He's the major force, really, of our time in English church music and English music. Talk about John Rutter.
Well, I was at the Royal School of Church Music. Jim Tevenin was there, too. Uh-huh. We were in that class together before he ever moved to Spokane. So that was fun. But John Rutter was a very fun person. We had him with us for a week. And you can tell that he's fun by his music, mm-hmm. with the interesting rhythms. But he was also very exacting. And we did it. We did it right, or we did it over again. And his music isn't always easy to sing again because of these really interesting rhythms that that things don't fall into place the way you think they will. But he writes a beautiful, gorgeous tune because he thinks music should be beautiful.
And it is a nice combination because, yeah, it's just hard enough that it challenges people. And so it really keeps the craft building in our time when there's been some tendencies toward making everything simpler and simpler.
Right.
And to challenge, because people who do church music love to, who are good at it, love to stay challenged.
Right. You don't want it to be simple. You want to rise to the occasion and learn new things.
Yeah. And so he's all those really famous anthems and other things that he's done. So that will be one of the pieces on here. And then there will be several other things with the Crescendo Concert Choir, which is a youth choir in our area. And then let's circle back around. You already mentioned it a little bit to the academy. It's what it now in its third year, I think.
Second year.
Started it last year, but it's been so effective because it came out of a really perceived need, wasn't it?
Talk
about the need that caused it to happen.
Well, there was the obvious need that young people need to learn the organ so that we have organists in the next generation. And then there was a specific need through Music Fest because the organ division was getting smaller and smaller. And the thought was that if organists don't step up and participate, why that division in the Music Fest will be dropped.
Mm-hmm.
And so Rainey Close was really the brains behind this, and she has taken over as organ division chairman for Music Fest. She was on the Music Fest board already, and her own daughter takes organ lessons, and Rainey felt like her daughter didn't have kids her age that played the organ. So she said, why don't you start this organ academy and advertise through the music teachers and through various churches, homeschool associations. And so we did that, and we got 8 students the first year, and 3 of them continued, and those 3 are on this concert this coming weekend.
I assume one of the tricky things about that whole thing, I mean, traditionally and perpetually, is you get these kids, you get them interested, you get them some lessons, but then they have to figure out where they're going to practice.
Well, and that's interesting, too. A lot of them of course, have churches. They go to church, and so they can get some practice time at their own church. But then we have arranged practice sessions every Saturday, or almost every Saturday, through the time period. And so they get to practice on different organs in different churches. Mm. And so a couple weeks ago, they were at Whitworth Presbyterian and got to practice on that tracker organ. And the week before that, they were at Floyd Chosky's church, Beautiful Savior Lutheran, on the South Hill. And that organ is a pipe organ, but also has some electronic enhancements. Mm-hmm. This last Saturday, they were at Judy Temple's home. They added on to their house so they could bring a pipe organ from New England and put it in their home. So we practiced there. But that's just the Spokane kids. Then over in North Idaho, they've been practicing at Community United Methodist Church, where Mark Haberman is one of the organists, and at Trinity Lutheran Church, where Rose Dempsey is the organist. Mm-hmm. And they've been doing that pretty much on a regular basis. Mark was very kind and took a lot of those Saturdays.
So you're making it work in every way.
I know.
What a great program. And we'll hear from them also once we come around to Music Fest time and when we broadcast that. So, but right now, 3 of them involved in this concert, along with some of the adult organists in town in this choir. That's 3:00 this Sunday at Central Lutheran Church. Thanks for coming around.
Thank you so much.